All right. Ephesians chapter 6, where we're going to pick up. We kind of talked about some things last week that we got close to it, but we didn't really comment on them. And what I want to do is pick up on that and just a few observations as we prepare to go on. Ephesians 6, verse 10. We're going to read down, let's see, 10 through 20. Paul says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And I'm not going to read all that, so we'll pick up as we go along. But now, if I have to give this a title, I was thinking getting ready. And when Paul says, "Finally, brethren," that's just the beginning. He says "finally," but he's ending something else, and then he's beginning something, and we'll see how that, what he mean, what I mean when I say getting ready. So let's have a word of prayer. We'll get started. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the privilege and opportunity we have to assemble together as a body to study your word. We thank you for your word, that for the principles and the doctrine that you have left, that as we read and apply these things to our lives, that we can do the things that you find worthy and well-pleasing. We pray for the word as it goes forward today, that it might strengthen us and encourage us on the inner man, and that we might benefit from the time that we spend here, that it might be for your glory and for our edification. We pray for the body as a whole. We pray for all those saints who are looking and searching. We just pray again that the time here is a benefit for the saints. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. You know, I was thinking, I get up in the morning and I hate to go to work. I don't know about you, but I hate. But you know what? I get up, you get out of the shower, and I don't know if this is too much information, but this, I get up, put on my underwear, I put on my undershirt, and then I put on my socks, and then, you know, the rest of my clothes. And then
the foundation.
And I get ready, you know, I take my bag and everything that I have in it, and I have to go, you know, I'm all the while I'm trying to get my mind right for work. Like, I got to make this day.
I got to get out the door.
So, and keeping in mind, you know, it's like they always say this, you know what, we should be glad that we have a job. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I'm glad I have a job because that's my means of support, my financial means. And I'm always keeping in mind, I say, 4 more years. Well, I have 30 years. After 4 years, keeping in mind, my expectation is what?
Retire.
To retire. So and I thought about that, and I think about, here's Paul in Ephesians 10 when he talks about the for the Ephesian saints, what they have. We talked about a little bit of that last week. All the spiritual blessings that we have, all the benefits, all the doctrine. He talks about all these things we have in Christ in chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5, he starts to talk about some practical things. Your doctrine and then the practice. And when he gets to chapter 10, chapter 6, verse 10, then he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." You know, that is, be strong in the Lord is be strong in the things that he has provided for us. And you won't know that. And if you skipped chapters 1 through 5, you won't know that.
It's like stand fast.
Stand fast.
In the Lord. All these things that you
right.
hold on to those truths.
In the Lord is, there's some things that he's just, when Paul gets there, assuming that, that you know, Blake. So he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And he gives you those three power words, strength words. To be strong in the Lord is, it's an internal thing. It's you responding internally to what the Lord has done, to what he can do through the power of his might.
Through faith.
That's how you get it. It's through. If you don't know, you can't be strong in the inner man unless you are really, really aware of what the Lord can do or what he has done. For example, I can't remember the last time I wondered if I was saved. Because my inner man has stability. I'm strong in that because I know what the power of his might has done. You know, the when you use power, those that's something that his might is something that's in him that he gives to you. From his might, he sends it out and his power to you. You know,
here's and this. You have to effectually, it works if you effectually that belief.
That's how you get it.
Oh, no.
Strike three for the board, right? Okay, that's.
I'll add markers to the list.
We'll bring markers.
I've got a bunch at my house.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Well, here is the might is in Christ. And that's unlimited power over circumstances and conditions. When he says all power, in it, he says, I can do anything.
And we're in Christ.
And when he sends it to you, it's power. And when it works in you, it strengthens you. He'll never run out of might. The only way you get it, like Blake said, is through faith. That's how you access this, the power of his might is through is being strong in the Lord. And the power of his might, and he says, put on the whole, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, he's already preparing you. With all the blessings that you have, they're spiritual blessings. So you're going to have spiritual opposition. Because, now, we always talk about that most believers think it's all about us. You know, the only reason that I'm here is for God to do great things for me. So, and you know what? The spiritual wickedness, and they love it that you think that way. They love it that you are so earthly and selfish minded that you think that.
You're impotent.
Huh?
You're impotent.
Impotent, yeah. They love it when you think that all he's got to do is give Blake a car and he'll check out. Or they love it, you know what? Give Bob a nice house and a boat, and I don't have to worry about him doing anything in the ministry. Mm-hmm. Because, well, God's got him where he blessed him. Mm-hmm. But when you start being strong in the Lord, then that's when the opposition comes. He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, he gives you these things, and I'm just going to do it because it's there, and it's kind of cursory. How many things is that?
Four
things. For what?
Four things.
Okay. Yeah. And that's always when you're four is...
Earth.
Well, it's more when you said earth, but it's more... It is earth, and it has to do like a land or geography kind of statement.
You've got four seasons. You've got four directions.
So even more so, it has to do with, I'll say, like creation. Whether it's earthly or heavenly. And it's also...
Even DNA is four components. Adenine, guanine,
okay.
Thymine, and
cytosine. There you go.
Chris.
So, anyway, but that's what when he gives you the impact is in the heavenly sphere. That's where we're back there. We wrestle not against... We don't wrestle against the physical. The spiritual opponent is who you're wrestling against. He says, because... You know, and one more thing, since it's there. He says, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in what? Now, here's an interesting thing. Everywhere else is heavenly places. Chapter 1, he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings
in heavenly.
It's the same word. Why did he say heavenly places in chapter 1 and high places in chapter 6?
He's talking about wicked.
That was Paul. Ding, ding, ding.
Say it again.
Because he's talking about wicked.
Because he's talking about wickedness. That's exactly it. When I give you just a quick dose. When Solomon was building the temple, and he got through building his temple, then he went against what the Lord told him to do. He said, don't get a bunch of wives, don't multiply horses, don't do... And what he did, he multiplied wives, and they turned him away from serving the Lord. And one of the things he did was he built... He built high places for them. He built high places. Places of worship and service to their gods.
Should make that a little G. You know everything else is Catholic.
Little g guys. Yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Hold your hand there. Second Corinthians 11. No, that's not it. Matter of fact, I don't even think it's 2 Corinthians. I think it's 1 Corinthians. I'll give you a hint. It's I think it's in 2 Corinthians, but he says that 2 Corinthians 10. 1. We'll start at 1. 10:1. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked what? according to the flesh. He said, you guys think I'm bold when I'm there because you're looking at it from a physical point of view. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against what? And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I went there because you see now when Bob said wickedness, those high places were places that they exalted themselves against God and what he was doing and the knowledge that he gave Solomon. Listen, this man was the wisest man in the world. But it didn't stop him from building what?
Same with Satan. He was the liar.
Didn't stop him. Now, when he say you wrestle against flesh, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places, in places that have exalted themselves above the knowledge of God. And they want to keep you ignorant. They don't want you to have this knowledge of what God is really doing with you. What he really wants to do with you, they want to keep that secret. That's because if I can keep his mind on earthly things, or if I can keep him from realizing who he really is, I got it made. Listen, all those places, they know. You know, one of the companies we bought, some of the positions overlap each other.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those guys knew. What do you think they knew?
They
knew, you know what, my time might be up. So if you know that I'm going to take your job, and I come in and say, Bob, I don't know if they told you, but what you're doing, I'm going to be doing. And I need you to teach me everything you know about that position. Before you leave, what do you think his response is going to be? Wait on it. Wait on that one. Same way. Look, if the principalities and powers in heavenly places know that one day you're going to replace his position, they don't want you to know anything about it. That's why where Paul says that by the church is known the what? The manifold wisdom of God. Now, he's writing to the Ephesians. He's assuming like they're on board with him in the knowledge that he's already given them. But most saints are not on the level of the Ephesian saints. When you talk about heavenly places, they don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, other than up. They have no positions in mind. They have no ruling in mind. They have no activity in mind. When I say activity, that they don't think it's a government up there. He says, back to chapter Ephesians. Back to Ephesians 6.
That's why Satan uses the church. He's
going to
keep your enemies close in your... What is it?
And
now
your
friends close,
the
enemy's closer.
All right. Now, see, the enemy is different from an adversary. Because an enemy is, you can reconcile an enemy We were enemies, and God reconciled us by the cross. You can reconcile an enemy, but an adversary, he's always against you. His actions, his thoughts, you could be 100 miles away. You don't have to work with him closely. You can be 100 miles away and he's still against you. Mm-hmm. He does not want you to prosper. His spirit is in opposition to you. It's natural. Satan is an adversary. He's not an enemy. He's an adversary. And he said, and his minions, the other principalities and powers are same way. They're in adversity to you. They're adversaries. And that's why the Lord says this. Wherefore, 13, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. He says, take unto what?
You.
How do you take it unto you?
And take it to work.
By what?
By studying.
Believing.
Yeah, believe it by faith, right. You take it unto you by faith. Who is it up to? Who is the taking unto up to?
Us.
We have to have the faith to get the power.
And you have to have the power to do what?
Be strong.
To stand. You have to have that power to stand. To be stabilized. To be stable. Rooted and grounded in what he has done. That you won't be moved. He says, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to
withstand.
That you may be able to stand, to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now he says, take unto you some of the armor.
All of it. Don't leave
it. And you know what? The armor, it's not just protection. It's provision. That's what it is. It's the provision. It's the spiritual provisions that the Lord has made for us. Not the physical.
Because protection is defensive. It's provision is offensive. Therefore, you have the whole armor.
See, you're equipped. Look, you're equipped in him, by him, because you're in him. He knows what it takes for you to stand. So he makes the provision for you that will give you the spiritual protection that you need. Okay, Romans 8. Hold your hand there, Romans 8. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? If God be for us, who could be against us? But we do have adversaries. He's saying not that there's not anybody against us, but what can they really do?
Yeah, they can't win.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why do they keep trying?
They're adversaries.
They're adversaries. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him us for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us what? All things.
Spiritual.
All spiritual things. You know, I'm glad you said that. This is how important the words are. He said, how shall he not with him freely give us what?
All things.
And he said it, spiritual things. That's all doctrinal. When you see those two little words, all things, 90% of the time, he's giving you some doctrinal information for you to benefit by. And then you can just throw this one little thing in there. When you see that phrase, in all things, now you're looking at some practice. Just check it out. When you're reading, he'll say, in all things, approving ourselves as ministers. And then he gives you some practical things that they do. But he said this, how shall he not with his son freely give us all things? Would the armor of God be in all things? How do you know that?
That's all things.
Because they're spiritual. It's spiritual provision that's made by his son, through his son, with his son. Right? Mm-hmm. That'll help you say, who could be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that what? Justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Right? Mm-hmm. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Here we go. Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You are, this cartoon used to come on back when I was a kid in like junior high, Spider-Man. And one of his adversaries was called the Juggernaut. You know what the Juggernaut is?
I just don't remember it in Spider-Man.
Yeah, he destroyed everything in his way. And he was more than a conqueror in the negative way. But we're spiritual juggernauts through him. So you can, through him, you can destroy everything that's in your way.
Where does it say in the Bible that no weapon formed against thee will prosper? That, I guess that was for Israel.
Yeah, I think it's Isaiah. But now, let me qualify that. I'm not saying that you won't have any problems and that all the problems will be gone. Sometimes you being a conqueror is going through it.
Right.
Not getting by it, but going through it where he's able to deliver you through it.
Like Paul with his physical issues that weren't healed. And so he could be a testimony that though this goes on, I still stand strong, I still believe, I still am trusting.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because he said, when I'm weak,
I'm strong.
He's strong.
He's strong.
Right. Because, again, I know you don't believe this, but it's not about you.
Right.
He says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Oh, no.
That's victory.
Yes.
There's no way.
But he even mentioned death. So it's not like for you. You say it's not about you.
It's not about you. You know why? Where he says, who is he that condemneth? Who is he? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's? You know, Satan, one of his titles is the accuser of the brethren.
It doesn't stick though.
And the devil, that's his title.
Diablo.
You ever heard in Spanish where you ever heard of like a movie and he'd say, Diablos, Diablos. Mm-hmm. You know what? Dia is between or through. And bolos is to throw. So the devil's job is to throw things between, guess who?
Us and God.
You and God. To trip you up, to be a stumbling block, to impede your progress, to impede your spiritual progress. And you know the accuser of the brethren, he's like, who, him?
You see what I did last week?
Last night, not last week.
2 seconds ago.
But that's the spiritual wickedness. He's just doing his job. They're just doing their job. And back to 6. He says, for that reason, because the wrestling match is on a spiritual level, they don't want you to know about Romans 8. They don't want you to know about 1 Corinthians 15. They don't want you to know about 2 Corinthians chapter 1. They don't want you to know about 2 Corinthians chapter 11. They don't want you to know about what?
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
2 Corinthians. Listen, they don't want you to know about any of those all things. Those spiritual things that you have. Those spiritual blessings that you have. And Paul said in chapter 1, he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath. It's already done. He said, he hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore. Now, David, remember David?
King?
King David. Before he was king.
Son of Jesse.
They were having the battle. And Goliath was coming out and he was exalting himself against the God of Israel.
David called him an uncircumcised Philistine.
And he did. But everybody else, even Saul, they were scared. And I think his father said, go take them some cheese for the battle. How appropriate, because they were like mice. They were like, so he takes and he sees Goliath. He's like,
what's
why are you letting him do this?
What's up, Joshua and Caleb? Mm-hmm.
They say, right. You know what he said? You know what David said? Is there not a cause? We need to get rid of him. He's like, isn't that enough that he's defying the armies? Who is he to defy the armies of God? And Saul's like, you know, Saul, who stood head and shoulders above all the men, he said, yeah, it's a good cause. Here, take my armor. Go get him, David. And David say, wait a minute.
No faith.
He said, I can't take these. Why did he say I couldn't take them?
Probably didn't fit. They were probably heavy.
They were probably heavy.
They weren't the weapons that he was accustomed to.
Yeah. He said, I haven't. I haven't proved them. I haven't proved them. I don't know if what you used is going to work for me. That's why the Lord says, take unto you the whole armor of God. Listen, your battle is not my battle. My battle is not your battle. So the adversary's tactic toward you is different than it is toward me. Because it's tailor fitted for you. See, your spiritual struggle is different. Matter of fact, when he gives David, he gives him five things.
Five smooth stones.
And David has five smooth stones, and Saul has five pieces of armor. You say, so what, Frank?
So what?
Five is for life or death. Mm-hmm. Saul's spiritual life wasn't the same as David's spiritual life. So they require different types of armor. So Saul didn't even have his on. What does that tell you about his?
He wasn't prepared.
David says, let me tell you what I've done before. I took out a lion and a bear with my spiritual experience. And I can take him out. So I'm going to take the things that I proved. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Stand therefore. He says, having done all to stand, how do you know when you've done all to stand?
When you have taken in the word and you believe it by faith and it affects you.
He's going to tell you. When you have your loins girt about with truth, that is, you have the message. We have a message of life. And you know what the gospel does? You know, what's a loin anyway? L-O-I-N. What are loins? Loins. That's what is it protecting?
Your privates.
Yeah, thank you.
I was trying not to go there.
The you know what? That's the reproductive areas.
Yeah.
And truth. The reason we even share the gospel is for others to come into what?
Knowledge.
Not just the knowledge.
To become a fellow member of the body.
To be part of what? The body, part of the family of God, right?
Yeah.
Now he says, you got to be responsible first. Know why you're out there. Peter would say something like this. He said, "Gird up the loins of your mind." Same thing. Know why you're even out there. Have your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. That's his righteousness, imputed righteousness. Now think about this. This is armor that helps you stand and withstand. And these are things that all believers have to share. See, the breastplate is imputed righteousness is not that I'm qualified. Is he has made me qualified. What did you say? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He imputed to me this position. I didn't earn it. I've got it because he gave it to me. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You have to be
study.
You have to be ready. Be in season.
To show thyself
approved. Okay. But that's is to be if nothing else, to be ready to give the gospel, to give an answer.
To the hope that's within you.
Above all, right. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith. That's how you
appropriate
it. Yeah. You know, I was looking at something and there was a, I can't remember what it was. It was three doors. And the guy had a chance to go to the three doors, and it said, I think it said bad, very bad, and like awfully bad or something like that. It was like three levels.
Right, of bad.
And of course, you know, they took the lesser one. But the only reason I say that because the word for shield is the same as door. So the way you access the protection is what? It's through faith.
You have to walk through the door.
You have to access the protection through faith. To quench the fiery darts of the wicked, is to, I'll say, to quench. Quench means what?
Put out or extinguish.
Extinguish, right. To extinguish the fiery darts of the wicked. To extinguish.
Which is what you do with right division, because the fiery darts are doctrinal.
And
if you don't know how to rightly divide, you'll be devoured by that. Got to get in that water. You got to get that 10%. God's mad at you.
You know what? To be able to extinguish the temptations of the wicked. And I don't mean physical. Is to compromise. to compromise the message. You know, you don't have to talk about that. Or the things that that it takes away from you, like, you can't be saved. You can't be saved. You wouldn't do that if you were saved. Oh, I know. He talked about you complete in Him, but that complete people don't do that. So those, you know what? And you have to, you know what? It doesn't matter what you say.
What you believe, how it affects you.
Is because I know in whom I believe, and He can't lie.
If you're not grounded, little shots like that will throw you off. And
it'll get you. It'll get you. Taking the shield of, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The helmet of salvation is to protect your thought process. Is, and I like Paul when he says that in Philippians, he says, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are just, honest, pure, of good report, lovely. He said, think what?
Think on these things.
Think on these things. And Philippians, he says, think on these things, and the God of peace, or those things which you have heard, which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And he goes on to talk about how his mind was equipped by the Lord through His instruction. That's like some practical helmet application, where to have in your mind that I don't care what happens, that I know that. Paul said this in Timothy. He said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. He says, nevertheless, the Lord stood by me and strengthened me.
He also said in Romans, he said, I will have you wise into that which is good and simple concerning you. As long as we're focusing on the truth, we don't have to know about all of this other stuff, because it isn't going to face us.
Keep your mind sharp. Keep your mind focused. He said this. He says, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. See, that was in 2 Timothy 4. That's what you have to do, is to be convinced that when nothing goes your way, nobody stands with you. Now, the Lord ain't going to come up to you physically, but you have to put on that helmet where you can, by faith, see the Lord coming to you saying, be of good cheer. Because I said you coming in, and it's going to be just like I told you. Mm-hmm. Now, you might lose everything, mm-hmm. He said, but I said you're coming in. You are coming in. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You know what? And that's the main verse that I wanted to get to. Is you put on the whole armor, because we're wrestling against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And He says, now, above all that, he says, taking all this armor on. And then he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for what? 18. For all saints. Is when you put on all the armor and you're standing and strong in the Lord. And he says, now, don't forget the rest of the people in the fight. Prayer and supplication. Asking God in supplication to meet their needs. To deliver them from the depression and the misery and the persecution and
the bad doctrine
and whatever, right? It's praying for them with all perseverance and watching. Is don't forget the other people in the battle, because there's a lot of casualties. Well, you know what? Here's a guy, he's going up, charge! He forgot his helmet, pow! He's out. There's another guy. Yeah, he forgot his breastplate. Pow. He's out. There's another guy. He's running. Oh. He's done. That's comical, but you get a picture. He says, pray. Praying for them. And watching, you know, hey, I noticed you forgot your shield. You're going to need that. And you know what Paul said in 2 Timothy? He says, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle and apt to teach. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. That peradventure that God would give them a change of mind to the acknowledging of the truth. And they may deliver themselves from the snare. Who are what? Who are taken captive by him to do his will. Do you know there's 2 Timothy 2:26-2:25. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. You know, there's a lot of, we have a lot of my brethren who are POWs. They're out. They're out of the battle because they're opposed. That's what I'm saying. Being strong in the Lord, you get all that through the truth of the gospel. So as we're going forward, we're going forward as a body, as a local body, because the body is going forward anyway. We're going forward as a local body, but as individuals also. And this is our responsibility individually, as individual soldiers, is to arm ourselves with the armor of God and to also look out, you know, for the next fighter, for the next soldier, whether it's Jenny or Karen or Bob or Jeanette or somebody at work that you know. And you can only do that as you are equipped through the doctrine. So as we go forward, that's why I say it's important for all of us to give the effectual part that we have to each other. And that's what keeps us in the fight. And Paul said, listen, this is the last one. Paul said this. He says, praying for all saints. Now, listen. Paul was like David. You know, he was killing everything that came his way, spiritually speaking. Paul said this, praying for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly, what? As I ought to speak. Now here's Paul. He said, look, do, put on the whole armor, do this, praying for all saints. And he finishes up, he says, and not just all of them. He said, and pray for me, Paul. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm the father, I'm the leader. He said, but pray for me that I might have boldness to open my mouth and speak the gospel as I ought to speak. Now, if he need prayer and ask for it, what do you think about that's right. And he wasn't, he said, he didn't say, follow me into the battle. He said, follow me into the battle, but
follow me as I follow Christ.
Pray for
me. He's just man too. He's
like,
got those moments of weakness.
He's
got those Romans
equipped
moments.
Get equipped. He said, get equipped. I have your back spiritually speaking, and you have my back spiritually speaking. Now, that's what I wanted to share with you. And I use my analogy about work because the same way that I get ready for work is like Paul was saying the same thing. You kind of get yourself together and you're going in to do the job. Getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul said the same way, as the big picture in mind will help you get ready. The big picture, the body, the big picture. Not retirement. Mm-hmm. for me, it's retirement. On the physical side, spiritual side, is laboring with the Father to help perfect the saints. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the time we spend in it. We pray for the members of the body that are here and abroad, that you might strengthen us according to your word in the inner man. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.